Okay, that can only mean one thing. That music gets you stirred up, gets your blood pressure going, gets your coffee down the gullet, and you're ready to go for the Dan and Dave Show, exclusively on America's Web Radio, the only radio station in the country that would put such a show on the air. But today, Dan, good morning, and we've got a special guest coming on about 10:15 thereabouts, and I think people are going to really enjoy this and learn something most of us didn't know.
Well, I think it's going to be a wonderful program, and I'm looking forward to meeting Elizabeth online and finding out what she knows that I don't and what I want to know, so we'll explore the unknown together.
Well, how's she that? Knows just a whole lot of things that you don't know, but that we won't go into that. She graduated from someplace besides Texas Tech, so she's got a real degree, you might say. Anyway, a lot of things going on, and this transgender stuff and, you know, all of the stupid things that people are coming up with and the government spending time, and you know if they're spending time, they're spending bukus of dollars as well. And this saying of kids should all use the same bathroom, and boys, if they feel like girls, should use be able to shower with the girls and girls with the boys. I'm sorry, but I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I'm supporting Texas. They're combating it. They've basically told Obama to take his money and shove it. And, you know, I'm upset about the whole thing, and then on top of that, I'm upset about the money that they would spend and the stupidity. Have our leaders not got something better to do than talk about kids using the same bathroom or promoting the fact of kids using the, this is crazy.
I've got a bathroom story for you.
Am I old enough?
Transgender, but several years ago I was selling a product to public schools, and I was in an elementary school and needed to use the facility, so I went down, and in elementary schools, the facilities are little pity things. They're down close to the ground, and they're a little bit different than in big boy restrooms. So I found a stall, and, I finished my business, and I came out of the stall, and I heard a little voice that said, "Be sure you wash your hands, mister."
Well, did you?
I was going to wash him anyway, but this little kid was, look it out for me. But, and this was not a transgender bathroom. This was back in the day when we had bathrooms for boys and bathrooms for girls.
You know,
we were old-fashioned, the old-school bathrooms.
No, I don't think it's the old-school.
Well, you know,
maybe
the states will recover common sense and overturn all of this stuff.
I certainly hope so. It
doesn't make sense to me.
No, and I guess I don't know how I feel about. I don't think, particularly in elementary, even in junior high school, middle school, whatever your place happens to call it, that a kid really knows exactly who or what they are. Maybe by high school. But for a little kid, you know, in elementary school, that's not the place for the boys and girls to use the same bathroom. And if I were a parent with kids that age, I would be ballistic. I would be beyond ballistic. And for Obama to threaten to hold out government money on people that don't go along with his stupid idea, why would a president even address that situation? That's so far. In my way of thinking, I would rather the idiot take on world problems, possibly, as opposed to whether kids can use the same bathroom or not. I just think it's a he's I think he's lost it, you know.
Well, now you use the same bathroom as your wife. That your bathroom at home is transgender, isn't it?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we don't both go to the bathroom at the same time, nor do we take showers at the same time. When I'm in it, it's the men's bathroom. When she's in it, it's the women's bathroom. And we don't invite our neighbors across
the
street.
Do you have to have one of each sex in the bathroom concurrently before it's transgender?
You know, I'm not even going there. I have no idea what the... what the qualifications
okay.
are or anything else, but I...
Okay.
You know.
I can see you're not in a fun mood this morning, so... It's Monday morning.
All morning long it's Monday morning.
Day. If the sun don't shine and the rain doesn't come out, or what was that saying? If it don't rain and the sun shines, it's still Monday, or something like that.
That's one I must have missed on the tombstone. Speaking of rain, we're going to have rain.
I learned it at Texas Tech, so I know you know it.
Well, I probably must have forgotten it. That's one of those other classes I probably was supposed to have attended and just missed some way or the other. Gosh, did we have a great college.
If you were a little kid and you had the option of being straight, gay, or transgender, which are you going to choose? Do you think some kids choose transgender or gay just because it sounds unique or different?
I think that depends on age. I personally don't think kids in elementary school, 1 through 6, probably know a whole lot about it one way or the other. Maybe by the time they're in the 5th or 6th grade, they do. But beyond that, personally, I would just stick with being straight and glad that I'm a guy and like to play baseball. And, you know, that was one of... that's something when I was in school, and you too back then, would have never, ever crossed our mind, you know? It was, there were things that you had to do when you were a little kid. One of them was in the fall, you played football. And as soon as the snow melted and spring was around the corner, you played baseball. And in the summer, you played baseball and went swimming. And that was about the extent of what you really... You didn't worry about whether Nancy was going to be in the bathroom with you. That was not even in the program. And that's the way it should be, by golly.
Well, I have another memory back down memory lane. I used to go to summer camps. And at this particular summer camp, the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom shared a common wall. And
you put a hole in it.
Were constructed. Well, we didn't actually put the hole. The bathrooms were constructed with knotty pine. And so there were knots already it almost fell out. It was surprisingly simple, but I don't know why that memory just kind of flashed into my mind, but I kind of had it was not a transgender bathroom. I mean, there was a wall there, but it wasn't.
Well, that's the way it should be. That gets to the excitement of it. That's being a boy growing up and sneaking peeks at your neighbor's Playboy or doing this or doing that, but that has nothing with what they're... Anyway, let's talk about Lawyer Liz, Elizabeth Wharton. She's going to be coming on very shortly, be here for a couple of segments with us, and she's got a new show, and we'll go into more detail as soon as she gets on the line with us, but... Her show is going to be called Buzz Off with Lawyer Liz. And don't tell people what... she can tell them what it's about, but I want people to wonder, what does buzz off mean? Because it does reflect with what she's going to be, her show is going to be about, and it is going to be a dynamite show, and I think it's going to bring up some, well, we'll talk about it when she gets on the air, but it'll bring up some topics and subjects that are scary. We don't have any idea what is going on in the world with this particular subject. A lot of folks, and I think you're one of them, look at it like a fun thing, and one of my sons did, and still does, and it's, you know, something that every kid should have, but it's quite a serious topic, and I want to invite everybody to stay tuned for Lawyer Liz when she comes on. The show's going to be starting a week from Wednesday. It's going to be on Wednesday afternoons at 2 o'clock only on America's Web Radio, and it's called Buzz Off with Lawyer Liz. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun.
Well, you've piqued my interest now, what that topic could be. And I thought I knew what the topic was, but now you're piquing my interest. So I guess I have to wait another 4 minutes.
Another 4 minutes.
And find out what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the excitement. We were going to bring in drummers and have a couple of drum rolls in the background, but they wanted more than a dollar and a half to come in and do that, so we couldn't afford them. But, you know, we do look forward to Liz joining us. She's a very accomplished attorney and has specialized. You know, I bet you, Dan, if we put out, okay, I'll give somebody $100 if they can tell me her specialty, I doubt that we'd lose that $100, or at least not very fast, would we?
Well, I wonder how many attorneys have this specialty. That's an interesting question. Maybe she'll know.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's only 6 in the country that specialize in what she does. So
I like that.
Yeah. She's in demand, and it's interesting. And we'll get into some of this. She's in demand by corporations, by the government, by all sorts of people that are interested in her practice and what she specializes in. And it crosses so many boundaries, different agencies, and the First Amendment and the, you know, Second Amendment. It just crosses so many different areas of our government, of our life, of our, you know, it could be your neighbor, it could be a government operation down the road. It's just a very, very interesting subject, and to speak with her as an expert on it, it's going to be a great show. With that being said, Dan, we got to take a break. We're going to take our first break, as a matter of fact. We'll be back right after this, and Lawyer Liz should be joining us almost any moment.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and welcome to the Dan and Dave Show one more time. And just as promised, we've got Lawyer Liz on the phone with us. And I'm sorry that she's not joining us at the round table. That's always more fun. But she'll be doing that very shortly. We've got Elizabeth Wharton on the line, and she is better known now as Lawyer Liz, and she's got a show that'll be starting on America's Web Radio next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, the 25th at 2 o'clock. And Elizabeth, welcome again to America's Web Radio, and I'm going to let you tell the folks the name of the show, and then we'll just get into it about what you're going to be talking. I find it extremely fascinating. So welcome to America's Web Radio.
Well, thank you. And thank you for bringing me in and giving me a platform to chat and discuss what we're going to start with. And it's Buzz Off with Lawyer Liz. So, and with this topic, it's all the buzz, but don't want to repeat it too much. But really looking at from unmanned aircraft, from the drones above to the autonomous vehicles and kind of everything interconnected in between, and looking at those relationships and how we fit them into our daily lives and all of the policy and other issues that come along with what 5-10 years ago was strictly just a hobby with playing on a field, that now is really integrating it themselves into our daily lives.
As I was mentioning earlier, when you and I talked, and the more I've thought about it, and you know, it crosses so many governmental departments. It crosses so many areas of life. It as we talked when you were in the station not too long ago, everything from your next door neighbor to high tech corporations. It's just incredible what a little drone or. And some of them, I guess, will you be talking about the drones that are the size of a fly up to the big ones that the military uses?
Well, in focusing more on the smaller ones, everything from ones that can fit in the palm of your hand, the micro drones, on up to right now, you're looking at about 55 pounds to fit into that category. And as you mentioned, they're everything from agricultural inspections to amazing photography and footage from up above and new angles and new heights. But then looking at the connection that these are no longer just hobbyist toys, so to speak, and that while the FAA declares them aircraft, they're so much more, and they're really the aircraft, the systems, and the software. You've got this technology interconnected element to it.
You know, I hadn't told Dan this, and I don't know if we should or not, but that little sound just outside your window, Dan, we've been watching you all morning, and most of it's X-rated. We can't put on the show. I'm sorry that we've wasted the money to have that little drone just outside your window. But and then it finally just went away because it was bored.
You know, I have. That's funny that you say that, because I've had a miller of, I think it's a food miller, kind of flying around my head. It's very suspicious looking, with little antenna. Is that yours? Is that your guy? Little antenna sticking up out of his head.
Just don't swat.
Well, Liz, when you went to law school, was there a class Drones 101?
There should have been. There should, break it down even further, there should have been a technology 101 between trying to figure out your cell phone, laptop, iPad, and then now we have to worry about or focus on the coffee maker to the drones. It wasn't really prepared, and as I call it, this, you know, your origin story as a superhero, everyone has one, and I fell into this backwards from a technology perspective.
Well, this also includes, I know it, an iPad's not a drone, obviously, but the invasion of privacy by laptops and so forth that people have used scandalously.
Yeah, is Hollywood, unfortunately, has highlighted, in some cases gotten it right, in some cases what can actually happen is a lot scarier than what they've shown, but you really do have to worry about or be aware of the technology devices from the iPad. I mean, iPads in some cases can control the aircraft, is collecting the data, is processing the data that is being collected from these aircraft that, again, you don't think about it. You think, oh, there's a drone buzzing outside my window. But then the other question becomes, what is it doing? Is it really, is it capturing these images that, you know, I'm doing the dishes, singing at the top of my lungs, did I want that to become a YouTube video? To, is it connecting to my unsecured Wi-Fi network and downloading everything from my work laptop computer that I brought home for the weekend?
The agents.
Is the basis of all of this privacy, does it come down to a privacy issue or content, who controls content?
The easy answer is all of it. It's not only privacy, it is dealing with, you know, kind of, you have to not focus on the delivery mechanism itself. So while it's privacy, it's who owns the data, do you actually own your airspace? Do you have control over where your image can be, to Fourth Amendment search and seizure? What kind of warrants? Is this a way to get around or supplement different law enforcement activities, down to who has the right? Can I build my own aircraft? And as long as I know what I'm doing, should I have to have a license to do that if it's just going to be a 2-pound little guy that's going to really stay indoors? But if you ask any of the hobbyists or the FPV, first-person view pilots that like to race them on the weekends, what control should the government have over what we call home-built?
Liz, let me ask, I would assume, and they probably didn't list it under Section 2 or something, but I assume that the drones, some way or the other, would fall under the Patriot Act as well.
Well, and that's where it gets to be fun, is fun, again, being from a nerd like me perspective, that you get to delve into these issues as it's all coming out. I mean, no one had really looked into this and figured out, all right, we have this technology. The technology is there. Now what do we do with it?
Do the drones have, we all talk about video and their ability to take pictures. Do they also have audio abilities as well?
They can. And it's keeping in mind the way they can do whatever you put onto it. They really are just a frame and some propellers if you've got the systems, but there's also that, and this is why we're focusing on buzzing off, that there's the radio component, that how are these communicating, and again, linking into all the other devices you have. How is it communicating with your cell phone as a controller? And as your cell phone is emitting these signals to communicate with your GPS, to communicate with your telephone calls, how are all of these fitting together, creating that buzz around us?
I guess this is a situation, too, where if anybody can come up with something good, then you've got the opposing side that can come up with evil uses of a product, a drone. Have you addressed some of these?
What is the superhero, again, going back to that, looking at, you have to use your powers for good and not evil. And if not, figure out what to do when there is the evil villain going through.
Well, drones, it seems like drones have convergent technologies. There's video, audio, David mentioned, and then your iPad, all of your technology, your digital waves through the air. There's a lot of technologies that converge, and I think probably legally speaking, too, there's a lot of laws that will be converging, and the outcome will be a new law, I assume. You can't
either
go back and, yeah.
Exactly. It's and who has, you know, what I call it, everybody wants to be a baller, that you have these federal agencies that they want to be between the FAA, the FCC, and the FTC, they all want to control the aspects of the technology that fall into their purview, be it the FAA looking at the aircraft side, but then you've got the FCC coming in and saying, but you're transmitting. Then you have the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, coming in and saying, but you've got safety issues on, these are devices, these are equipment, that it's not just the aircraft. It's the aircraft, the software, the ground station, you know, the control, the systems, but it's also, as Dan, as you touched on it, it's the data that everybody's trying to get a piece of this and haven't really figured out the interplay between the federal government, the federal agencies, on down to the state and the local, where you have from a local law enforcement, from a city council perspective, all they know is, or their concern is, we need to protect our citizens, and if something goes wrong, we're going to be the first to hear about it. How do we do that?
On that note,
yeah,
let's let everybody think about it, and we'll take our break. Liz, hang in there. We'll be back with you in just a moment, right after this.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren, on Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave show. I'm sorry, Dan. The Dan and Dave show on America's Radio.
You've always wanted it to be the Dave and Dan show. I know, subconsciously.
Well, you know,
I need an attorney.
I keep thinking about
the
only name I can always remember. But anyway, we've got Elizabeth Wharton on that is... let me ask, because Dan asked. Yeah, you have specialized as an attorney in basically the high-tech, the drone end of law. How many other drone attorneys are there in the United States?
There are more and more every day. But where you see is you have traditional aviation attorneys who understand the interplay of the airspace coming in, and then you have folks like me who I understand the technology side coming in, and then you have the risk management. So to find folks who have a grasp on the broad spectrum, so to speak, is few and far between, which is good news for those of us who do because it keeps us busy.
Let me ask, we haven't even touched on this, but there's got to be a Pandora's box of liability with a drone, and I can see people blaming manufacturers, neighbors.
There's everything from what if it crashes, you are operating, are you responsible for the manufacturers? But it's also looking at, well, what happened to the data? That did you intend to collect what you collected? If it gets breached, I mean, you hear about cyber breaches and data breaches every other day. And this is just one more attack surface for anyone who's looking to get that information without authorized access.
Dan.
Sure.
But then again, and think about it too, your coffee maker is ready to tattle on you as well if it's connected to the Internet. It's connecting over Wi-Fi to your home network, more likely than not. And again, it's a rise of the machine, so to speak, where you have to look at all of these connected devices and figure out how to address the risk. First of all, identify the risk, and then address how to handle.
Yeah, I'm curious. Right now, I guess drones are controlled by humans. What happens when we get into an era where drones are mostly controlled by non-human or other machines?
The research is out there. Atlanta will be one of the host sites for a international aerial robotics competition that one of the things they look at is the truly autonomous systems that you hit go and what can they do? And if they're exploring those ideas, that's just one more level. That's one of the next focuses on their missions is, okay, now what? And working with, it's educating legislators, it's educating the public on how these things operate so that you can identify the risks and see if there isn't a way to fit it in with the existing framework or if we truly do have to go a little more specific. And the joke is always that it's going to be the insurers and the lawyers who end up truly making the rules.
Well, you know,
it always is.
I've been
better or worse.
Liz, I've been sitting here thinking about what you're talking about, and I've come to a decision that you have so much material to talk about that one show a week is just not going to be enough. I think we should do a two-hour every day, maybe 3 hours every day, just talking about all the stuff that you know.
Well, I just get so excited about looking at all these issues and having an opportunity to discuss them with on your show and going forward, you starting up on my show. And I appreciate everyone else's interest in what I find fascinating.
What's the most interesting aspect of all of this to you? What really gets you up in the morning, and what do you look forward to thinking and talking about during the day with regard to drones?
Well, and it goes to the bigger, but I love talking with the researchers and the innovators, and not just the ones creating the aircraft themselves or creating the software, that the idea of people that are coming up with new and creative ideas on either identifying the problem, solving the problem, and approaching things from ways that I would never think to look at it, and just watching their ideas grow and blossom. That, to me, is always the fascinating aspect of technology, but particularly drones.
So,
they have drones now that are nano drones that I think have been put into a human body. And they're essentially controlled as a drone. And the nanorobots mm-hmm. go into the body and do certain tasks. So, I mean, that's a whole specialty right there.
Exactly. And then, I mean, that's not even looking at, we've been talking today about the aerial aspect, that you have the autonomous mm-hmm. cars. That mm-hmm. is that in cities like Atlanta, where you have traffic congestion and transportation issues, are autonomous vehicles one way around that in a safer, more efficient manner? But then again, I really enjoy going for a country drive. Looking at all of those different aspects, and like you said, fitting them in, because you talk about autonomous robotics in the body, looking at, well, all right, now we've got the FDA.
But Liz, are other countries as far along with the drones as we are, or all of what y'all were talking about with the nano?
Because the U.S. has the most the busiest airspace in the world, the FAA has really struggled how to adapt to these new technologies and get it right the first time and not have to, well, oops, our bad, we just had an accident, so, well, we'll go back to the drawing board. The FAA has really taken a measured approach. The downside to that is that other countries that aren't as restricted in how they can conduct the research, how they can look at all of this, that don't have as much of the red tape, have left us in the dust a little bit. So we're playing catch up.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Who are those countries that are ahead of us?
Everywhere you can think of, in the sense of, you've got some of the European countries, you've got Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China is home to DJI, which is the manufacturer who develops pretty much the largest percentage of the aircraft out there. But again, it's because they've been able to conduct the research, conduct the tests. Amazon provides the best example. They submitted an exemption request to the FAA, because right now the FAA restricts who can fly commercial drones in the airspace. And so Amazon submitted a request to conduct research and operations with one, and you have to list a particular aircraft. but it took so long for the FAA to approve their exemption request that by the time it was approved, Amazon had to very politely say, well, thank you. We appreciate your approving us, but now we have to immediately amend it because the aircraft we listed we no longer use because they're obsolete. And we have moved on to better and better aircraft. So this is worth the paper it's printed on until you approve our amendment request. So there's a little bit of that, and it's okay. I much prefer a measured approach when it comes to I don't want it falling on my head, or I don't want it malfunctioning or doing something, or the unintended consequences have such a vast potential. I'm okay with taking a measured approach.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all.
Well, let me ask.
Slow it down. Make it careful. Yeah.
If your tree falls on my house, I have to go to my insurance company to get they settle the claim and they take the tree off my house and so forth. If your drone falls on my house, is it the same situation?
No, right now you would go and make a claim to, if I'm the operator, I'm going to then make a claim on my insurance. I'm going to take, I have the responsibility for the operation of my aircraft. Where it's going to be fascinating is looking at, and again, fascinating from the legal perspective, looking at, well, if I was a utility company and I'm a county, I am a city, municipality, I'm a local government entity, and I have hired a third-party contractor to come in and conduct these inspections or even just film a video. What happens when the drone there falls or the autonomous vehicle if we're using them as subway or transportation issues, but you've outsourced it?
Well, yeah, you bring up a great point.
Whose insurance gets the call, but also whose pocketbook and the public view? Is there going to be a difference between?
Well, in Atlanta, or where I live, we have the drive-by meter readers, both on the gas and on water. So will gas companies and water companies start using drones and not even use people driving by to... They don't even stop. They barely stop, and they can read my meter for my gas meter and my water meter. So will they be using drones for this in the near future, you think?
Not necessarily focused on that aspect right now, but where you're seeing a lot of interest on from utility companies is you have miles and miles of above ground, below ground, you have all the wires. You have all the substations and everything that if you send a bucket up in the air and something goes wrong, one of those linemen is going to become seriously hurt or killed. And if there are ways to obtain that same data, and not necessarily from the repairs, I believe there's research going into that now, but if there's a way to conduct those cell phone tower inspections where if there's an accident and all you lost was a $600, $1,000, or a $10,000 piece of equipment, that's a much easier call than having to explain to somebody's widower, there was an accident, you need to come quick. So I think that's going to be the larger picture. Those are the easier, so to speak, uses to go ahead and roll out as opposed to driving through the neighborhoods and doing some of the automated. I could be very wrong, but you have a lot of noise that right now the drone aircraft and all the other connected devices are on the same broadcasting on the same pieces of the spectrum, and so I always tell people, think of it as somebody is shouting on the street. The problem is when you have now between your thermostat, your laptop, your iPad, your connected, your Fitbit, all your devices at your house are now standing on your front porch shouting. And so that's not even looking at your neighbor's house and all of their devices. They're now shouting into these same different areas. And being able to decipher through that noise consistently so that you don't have the errors of, well, we couldn't read it, so we just guessed at what your water usage was.
Liz, I got to stop you, and we got to take a break. We're up against in fact, I've let it go. We'll be back with Liz in just a moment.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio, and we've got a special guest, Elizabeth Wharton, on with us. She is better known as Lawyer Liz, and she is an expert on high-tech stuff like drones and other things. And we were, I tell you, there's just no end to it. I don't think you'll have any problem with the subjects that you're going to have on your show that starts next week, as a matter of fact.
Well, thank you, and I invite everyone to join in the conversation, and let's pull it apart and put it into bite-sized pieces, so to speak.
And I'm just curious. Everything is either racist or sexist or something. Is this a man's hobby, or are there... Obviously, you're involved in it, but are there a lot of women flying around, flying their drones around? That sounds berserk, flying their drones around.
You're seeing a broader reach, and it kind of goes into the bigger debate on STEM and how is there that disconnect? If there is, how do we fix that? How did it happen? But I spent the part of the weekend working with one of the local high school robotics teams, and you'd be surprised, there are more and more women taking leadership roles and just getting interested in it. Then again, that the Grady robotics team, I think, has quadrupled in size over the last 5 years, and they're doing some great things. So We can save that for another buzz-off topic.
I was just thinking, do you have male machines and female machines, or male?
And which bathroom do they use?
Better.
Kind of like children. It depends on have they done what they were supposed to, what you thought you had programmed it to do, and depending on the expletives that may be coming out of your mouth when it doesn't do it.
Spoken like a mother. Do you have children?
The furry kind. So they become my dog when they are behaving, and they are certainly somebody, anyone else's dog when they are misbehaving.
There you go. I relate to that, too. Yeah, I've got a cat here that I'm trying to keep from clawing me right now. Great topic this morning. How can we reach you if we have questions? Do we just wait?
Well, let me answer that. She's going to have Elizabeth's going to have her page, Buzz Off, on America's Web Radio, and we'll have an email address, LawyerLiz at America's Web Radio, which people can email her at that address, and then it will be forwarded. We won't even see the email, but it'll be forwarded to Liz, and she can reply. And this is something else that we do that I want to throw out to everybody. If you have questions, because our time is limited, we only do our shows at America's Web Radio. And if Liz has a guest, well, we don't want to interrupt them with people calling in. So if you have a question, just drop Liz, Lawyer Liz at America's Web Radio, an email, and then I'm sure Elizabeth will address those questions on the next show or a later show, and that way it keeps it running smoothly.
Absolutely, and I'm on Twitter at Lawyer Liz, and we'll get a hashtag set up so that we can get live interactions from the email and from other social media to tell me if I've gone off course and tell me if I need to take a different course on what we're looking at.
Now, you sound to me like an author. I just sense that you have a book coming out any time. You must be awfully busy, but I just bet you've thought about writing a book.
Really focusing on get invited, I have the opportunity to contribute to a couple of different blogs and online media, and I think you've given me my next project.
okay. Do you know a fellow named Peter Diamandis? He's an author that gets into some of the areas that you're talking about.
And, I do not, but, it sounds like, again, I now have some homework to catch up on.
Well, I'm sure you've got a lot of homework anyway. Drone racing is something that I've seen hit the headlines of the newspapers, sports pages. There's drone racing clubs that really sound interesting. Have you seen how they work, or...
Oh, absolutely, and yes, I encourage everyone that there are meetups in just about every state, every city, that to see what these pilots. Atlanta was host to the F3 Expo that focused on first-person view, the racing, and even ESPN is going to start covering the racing, and that's where you get into the home built. I mean, you can buy aircraft off the shelf, but that's where the fun gets in. You get to look at, well, how can I get this better speed, better connection, and really play around with it. But then again, unfortunately for the legal side, that's also where you need to have your FCC technician license. So,
and liability insurance.
Exactly. Some great liability insurance. But
yeah,
if you're doing it through one of the, if there's an AMA, the model club, that there are several, again, all throughout areas. You can go on different websites and locate them. And there are insurance opportunities where if you're flying on a club's field and you're a member, you fall under their coverage, and meetups are addressing this. So it'll be interesting to, unfortunately, see the video as you yard sale your aircraft.
Dan, this is a question.
This technology. Yes, sir.
This is a question that I ask, and I'm surprised that you haven't asked. Liz, what kind of drone do you have?
There you go.
Yeah, well, and I have I have a Phantom, and I have several different micros. So these are the ones that are going to fly indoors. A couple of them battle each other, where if you have a friend, you can fly and bring down their aircraft, and these just fit in the palm of your hand. And like any good Star Wars fan, I have my Millennium Falcon that is just an air hog craft, but while it could fly outdoors, I have done so, it doesn't have the weight that you'd look for, and so it's much more stable environment when it's flying indoors.
Okay.
Do you bring those to client meetings and boardroom meetings? Do you have little boardroom battles?
We're gonna have to wait on that answer until the show starts up, because we're running out of time. Elizabeth Horton, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Dan and Dave Show, and looking forward to next week. We will be working on your website page on America's Web Radio. Buzz off with Lawyer Liz, 2 o'clock next Wednesday. And by the way, the company, the firm that you're with, let's give them a plug.
Oh, absolutely, Hall Booth Smith, and we are happy to help with insurance, liability, and everything in between. So, thank you, thanks to Dan and Dave, and thanks to the firm for letting me enjoy and pursue.
This has been fun. Liz, I'm sure we'll be talking between now and next Wednesday, but thank you again for coming on today. So, Dan, what do you think, Dan?
Well, thinking about my tree falling on your house, actually. You brought that up. But I got to go get a drone. This sounds like fun.
Well, I've got to go get a couple of land surveyors and make sure they're on the air and waiting. So we got about 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes. We got more like about a minute and a half, and I figured you could go on about something or the other.
Well, drones to me is a rapidly developing technology, and it's gone from the hands of the military to private industry to private consumer. And I think it's a fast-paced technology, and I don't know what the next stage is going to be, but I'm curious about machine-controlled drones controlling other drones. It makes the hair on the back of my neck raise up. I don't know what that would look like. I don't know what the morality, ethical considerations or legal considerations would be, but it's complex. It's a complex society. It's more than just transgender bathrooms. Now we have to worry about maybe transgender drones.
I don't even want to go there. With that statement, Dan, it's probably time for us to put the plug in the jug and get out of here, get ready for the land surveyors. While you were talking, I was jumped on their line for 1 second. There again, they're looking at drones in the land surveying business. They're using them
GPS
in farming now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting show, an interesting topic, and we certainly invite everybody to listen in starting next Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, only on America's Web Radio.
There'll be drones doing the Dan and Dave Show probably in a year.
Sooner.
People probably already think they are.
By the way, send my little moth back. Would you put my little moth drone that you were talking about in a nice cushioned box and mail him back to me, would you?
Too late. He's just a smear on the wall.
Oh, such a death. Such a death. Well, we got to go. I'll talk to you later, Dan. Thanks for everything. And
have a great week.
We'll be back in touch.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.